Coast FM. Yeah, the morning show at East Coast FM on this gorgeous, bright autumnal day. I can say that officially because we are in autumn. So how does it change? What happens to the earth? What happens to, you know, this position of the sun and all that sort of stuff? Let's talk to somebody who knows, David Moore, who's founder of Astronomy Ireland at astronomy.ie. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's happened? What have I missed overnight? How do we move?
Well, yes, last night at 19 minutes past 7 Irish time, the autumnal equinox, for the Northern Hemisphere anyway, happened. And that's when the Earth's axis is pointing perpendicular to its orbit around the sun.
Sorry, just tell me that again.
Overhead.
Yeah.
Somewhere on the Earth's equator. And that marks the beginning of autumn. There's been a trend recently to suggest it's linked to human calendars, which of course the Earth does not obey. They're an entirely human construct. The seasons have always been caused and defined by the equinoxes and the solstices. So we have the March equinox, around the 21st of March usually. The September equinox, usually around the 21st, a bit late this year because of the way we have leap years. And then, of course, the solstices in June and December. And they define our season. So for time immemorial, the start of autumn has always been the September equinox. That's in the Northern Hemisphere, down south. You know, any people in Australia, for instance, they'll be starting their spring. But for us here in Ireland, today is the first full day of autumn.
So where is Ireland pointing towards the sun? You know, give us an idea of the view from the sun and the view from Earth and all that, and the position of the axis of the Earth and it's on its side and all that sort of stuff, and how the sun shines on particular parts of the globe.
Yeah, I mean, some people may remember learning about this in their geography classes, but the Earth's axis that we spin around is tilted about 23 degrees toward the plane of our orbit around the sun. So you imagine your table, you've got the sun sitting in the middle of it, and the Earth going around it in roughly a circle. Well, the Earth's axis doesn't point straight up. It's tipped over by 23 degrees. And it keeps pointing off in the same direction all the time. So as we move around the sun, sometimes the North Pole will be tipped toward the sun, and sometimes it will be tipped away. So when it's tipped toward the sun, that's actually the summer solstice for Ireland, the June solstice. And when it's tipped away from the sun, of course, we're in the depths of winter. And for us in Ireland, looking at the sun, it's coming close to noon. It's actually about 2 hours' time to noon. Noon, believe it or not, is about 1:30 Irish time, because, man, we've added on that 1 hour for summertime. This is the way humans interfere with things. And we're using the time zone technically of Greenwich, which is a half an hour around the world in terms of the Earth's rotation. So local noon, when the sun is highest, is 1:30 p.m. And what you'll notice if you look at local noon every day is that at this time of year, the sun's reasonably high up. In the summer, the June solstice, it's at its very highest. And in the winter, it's very low down. That's why it gets so cold, because the sun is giving us all this heat. There's over a kilowatt per square meter being pumped into the Earth's atmosphere and surface by the sun for the last 4,500 million years. Sorry, million years. And the sun drives our weather. It drives our life. It would be incredibly cold, way, way, way below freezing if it weren't for the sun. So it causes the seasons. That's why we define them by the Earth's motion around the sun, if all that makes any sense.
Right, so this just perennial goes around the place. So, and each time from now on, it's working towards the solstice and then into equinox in March. Is that it? It just, we've switched.
Well, yeah, just this season, autumn, won't end until the December solstice. I want the exact time for you this time. But it's around the 21st of December. So, you know, a few days before Christmas, we'll actually be technically in autumn. Certainly a week before Christmas, we'll definitely be in autumn. And what the Meteorological Service in some countries, not all, but in some countries have done is it's easier for them to collate average temperatures and weather conditions by the month. which, as I said, is a human construct. People have been messing with the calendar since the Roman times. So, for instance, the month we've just left, August, has 31 days. It was named after Augustus, one of the Roman emperors. And he wasn't too happy when August only had 30 days, and he stole one from February and put it into August to make his month one of the longest.
Right, because Julius Caesar had 31 days, so he didn't want your man getting exactly. 31, so he robbed it from February. Yeah, good one.
And, you know, we could claim a little bit of credit for all this calendar thing, because we all know about Newgrange being aligned with the sunrise at midwinter. Well, we know those peoples knew how long the year was. This is why they built a 200,000-ton monument in the Stone Age without a single metal shovel or any metal implement. That was an enormous undertaking for them. And they probably, because they had discovered there were 365 days in the year. The seasons changed every 365 days. And that, for them, was a matter of life and death. If you didn't build up enough crops, store them in the summer, and harvest them in the autumn, of course, then you could die, literally, during a particularly cold winter. So it literally was a matter of life and death back then. And we even think they knew, over 5,000 years ago, that there's not just 365 days in the year, there's actually 365 and a quarter days over the decades and centuries. Okay. That quarter day would have become significant. So it was very important back then. Then we divided the year up into the months. There are 12 full moons a year, so we've got 12 months. Sometimes they're actually 13. That's not exact, but usually there's 12. And then, of course, the Roman emperors eventually come along and start changing the number of days in each month as well. So there's an interesting potted history of what's been done with the calendar. Okay. And don't even get me started on Pope Gregory and what he did around the 1500s.
You don't have to tell me now because we've run out of time, but I don't understand why September is the ninth month and October.
There were riots in the street, I'll tell you about another time.
Is the 10th. All right. Talk to you again, David. Thanks very much indeed. Good morning to you. Thank you. That's David Moore there, founder of Astronomy Ireland, astronomy.ie.